Hello, Florian speaking.
Hi, Ike.
Hello, Ike.
Hello, Marina speaking.
Hey, Marina. Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hi, this is
Okay.
Norbert.
Hey, Norbert. Did I hear Candy?
Yes, and I'm trying to invite other people who usually join via Hangout.
Ah, wonderful.
Hey, Thorsten.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Hey, my phone.
Hey there.
Hey,
Thomas. I have to check out of this house that I'm living in during this meeting, so I'm not going to hang around. Is there anything that you would need me for to reach quorum or for any other decision during the meeting?
I don't think so. I see no real vote at the moment. So.
I do have an interest in the capital investment strategy, but I think that's so far down the running order that I can guarantee that I will be locking the door before that happens.
Yeah, so basically what I'd like to ask you on that call, who's joining to move that forward, and I will just count you in and would like to take it separately from the board call then. So.
Jolly good. Well, I wish you all the greatest happiness. For some reason, my camera is not working.
See you next time. Have a good time.
I shall go away. Goodbye.
Miss you. Goodbye.
Why do you get a load of weird junk printed out when I compile stuff? Maybe it's my terminal. Hey, Marina.
Hi, guys.
Okay, I suppose we start.
So whom are we missing?
For the presentation, we could have Robert for okay.
Do we have Osvaldo?
No, I can't hear you.
Yeah, same here.
Ah, okay, it's here. Okay.
Osvaldo is here?
Okay, so I see him in the hangout, I suppose.
Okay. And I think Simon left again. Did I get it right?
Yes, he's gone.
Okay. So then we have probably Norbert for Simon. So that only makes... I think Björn is missing, unless I missed him.
Andreas.
Andreas can't join. He mailed... At least he mailed me that he can't join. Not sure if he sent it around. So... Quickly poke Björn, and then I guess we can. No, Björn's not online either. So. Okay.
Okay. So, we can start with the first item of the public agenda. We have the discussion about the annual report.
Right, so just to give you a heads up, like last year and the years before, we have to agree on a formal board meeting if we have to properly minute to approve the financial report and the activity report. The activity report is currently being written. Italo expects to have a first version available by the end of this month. Deadline to send everything in translated is end of April. And for the financial report, the skeleton, so to speak, is already available within the budget, but we fill up the official filing spreadsheet with those numbers. And ideally, we have that meeting around mid-April to have some time to prepare stuff. So basically, we have two options. Normally, I would like to have that done in calendar week 16, but around that, there's a lot of Easter vacation. So we could either go proposing a regular board call slot for April 10, which might be a tad early, or April 24th. So, yeah. So what I would propose is to aim for April 10. To have that done, and should things for whatever reason take longer, I reach out before, and then we aim for the 24th, because the 17th is a public holiday, and that might not work out for everyone.
No.
Guess that's best. So the 24th is better in terms of preparing stuff, but it's just the same week we have to file, so I'd like to aim for April 10 and invite for that, and if we need fixes, by then we can still have a second meeting. So meeting slot.
Hi, I apologize for the delay. We had some trouble. Okay.
Sorry, couldn't hear you.
This is Osvaldo. I joined later today because of some trouble. I apologize
okay.
for that.
Okay, no problem. Not... Okay, but you got what I just said for the approval meeting April 10 in the slot, and shouldn't that work out, we postpone 2 weeks to April 24. That's basically the summary. So regular board call slots, but block them. The more people we have in those calls, the better it is. Okay.
Good to me.
Thank you. Any other question about this item? No. So we can move to the next one. The next one, I suppose, is a long item. We have the...
Maria? You cut off?
You should have the link to the budget. I suppose that all of you have reading the file, and for this topic we need to vote for the special project buckets.
Yeah, so...
Is there a new item there, line 41? It's just to screw up all of the existing rankings. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if this really belongs on public call, though.
So my proposal actually is we have some more time to get things done, but I'd like to put it on the agenda. What I propose that we quickly have a look at the sheet and ideally in the board call in 2 weeks, have a final agreement, which gives us 2 weeks of time for any questions, rankings, anything that's unclear, for removing old stuff, because it seems to be with a lot of legacy items still in it, and I'm not sure if we can handle it during that call, but maybe, Michael, you have a better overview on that. I think you did a chunk of work on that sheet, actually.
Let's see. So the project thing, bit of da. Yeah, so that's all the ones we've approved. The ranking thing, more comments again. UC had some things, whereas other people had things. As I recall, we'd approved the budget here for this already, right? So we just need to turn it
right off. Right, there's a bucket of 95K, it is, that can be assigned with those kind of projects, right.
A bucket of 95K, for ranking sheet, for the ranking sheet of special projects. Is there anything else there then? So, I mean, we just need to get ranking on these ones, I guess.
Indeed.
There are a few at the bottom that are newish. If you get Hugo Fina and whatever these things are, isn't it?
I think a couple of things can just be removed. For example, line 27 is way old, and I think it's basically to drop, and 29 the same. Maybe some cleaning up makes sense as well.
Yeah. Any objections to, so should we have an obsolete project one, just move them there, obsolete. Anyone want to call out obsolete lines here that they don't think are useful anymore? I think 27 is a good candidate. 47. Great love for 24.
Yep, I agree, 24 I guess can be removed.
Also, your name is against it, actually,
yeah.
Before we...
Yeah, that works. Well, it doesn't. And I think 29 is the same story. Isn't
yep.
it?
I agree.
It should be that one. 29, yes. I think so. I'm sorry. We'll have to laugh. I mean, there's no harm in ranking them right to the bottom, but I mean, just a waste of everyone's time if we're not careful after a while. What else?
UX metrics has nothing except for the title UX metrics, so why?
Didn't we build a description about the forum tenders and no one responded to it? Was that the one? I thought we were going to just re-tender that.
No, I think we did not tender that, indeed.
Ready?
Because we set up the UX role the same year, and I think we dropped this one in favor of the UX role, if I'm not totally mistaken.
Okay, Kendi, is there some description of what we want there, so it's actually concrete?
So to make it concrete, it would be awesome to have there a description like provide the server infrastructure and the code that talks to this infrastructure to provide opt-in to give data about use of LibreOffice functionality.
And you're going to be happy learning that one, are you?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Toledo Carlita fonts improvements. Community feedback requests from the design group. Anyone know more about that? Who added that?
Which one? Ah, 23.
Yes, so that was a request coming from some time ago when somebody complained that some of the numbers in, I'm not sure in which of these fonts, was not totally compatible with the Microsoft fonts. The idea was first to reach out to Google, like what are their plans regarding Cardito and Paladea, and if they are not having plans to improve that, there's money on that. Just to
should it be in the budget? Should it be in the budget ranking? Why don't we get Heike to do some work and reach out and work out what the issue is, or should we get him to firm it up before next month, or should we kill it? Email him now, Kendi, just to say we're going to drop this. And
I have no idea what was the status now. So,
become the owner. We can drop it if you don't like it. How about that? Unless someone else is desperately eager to own it.
Like since the initial request for this, I haven't heard complaints. So I'm okay to have it as a low priority.
Unless
we hear from Heiko that it is still an issue.
So it sounds a bit like postpone that because it seems reasonably unclear whether there's a need at all. And
so put it in the obsolete one. Is that your proposal? Just put it in the obsolete section?
Well, yeah. Or just, yeah. I would say obsolete, and if it's still a problem, then propose it again next year.
Great. Good. What else can we do to ease our workload, you know?
Number 19, isn't that what Mike is doing, basically? I mean, it's a rather old one, and I think Mike is doing a lot of these.
Any objections to 2 to 3 videos, LibreOffice presentations? It seems like we're...
Yeah, we have much more than just 2 or 3, so I suppose...
We're kicking backside there. Good. I like it. We've got the ESC ones, which I guess... relatively fresh. Windows UI for bisect. Bjorn, are you with us? And Bjorn isn't with us. Always Green Master. So what is the Always Green Master thing? I mean, our master is pretty green now.
Except for Windows.
Yeah, but that's only when you run the awkward... Well, to be fair, it's not actually even starting on my machine. I'm going to reboot my machine. Well, it doesn't run auto-gen.
Okay, yeah, but that was about some having some kind of tag or something for the last known good build, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I would leave that in and see how it fares.
Brings out. Yeah. It sounds good, doesn't it? Always Green Master. Congress for IT managers.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'd like to keep that. I don't know whether it's the right place for that item, but historically it's been that.
Central unit testing, yeah, I just don't think, well, probably.
But you all have the business track now. Isn't that obsolete then?
So, let me... put it that way. So it wasn't, it might be different in Rome, actually. So, but undecided. So the problem with Brno is that it was just not in any way feasible, attractive, marketed properly for that sort of audience. And we had that OSBA track there, but it was just for the people who happened to be there. And I think the audience at this this past German event was a little bit different. But yeah, let's see. I mean, I'd leave that, see how that ranks in the end. It didn't attract that much love in the past from you guys, so.
Fair enough.
By the way, we are trying to organize a small conference, let's say a 2 days conference in Rome before our LibreOffice conference. So the idea is to organize an ODF event, not only ODF related, but in general a standard open standard and ODF2 event on Monday and Tuesday, so 2 days before the conference.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
So I suppose we can.
So what else can we
talk
about here?
Line 19.
Sorry, new logo design for TDF / own TDF trademark.
I think that's what.
Isn't that something
we
died a horrible death?
That's what we had in the private part of the last call, actually, and might make sense to do that, but maybe for details, defer to the private call.
Fair enough. Subsystem tender. Do we get some more details on that, Candy? Because I assume that's Olivia's bit more. There's no description at all, or price, which makes it more exciting.
A28. That is an unmute. How to say? I think we had a price tag against that some time ago. Yeah, so it's actually at the row 12.
Yeah.
Oh. Row 12. So that's duplicate of row 12 then, yeah?
Sorry?
Delete is a duplicate of row 12?
I think so.
CDCRM, Leica's plan, all looks good. Leica, you're owning that, are you? If there's into these things and then end up. Translation of large German comments. Wow.
I heard the proposal a couple of times, but have no idea whether it's feasible and what it would cost, so just dumped it there for consideration.
Yeah, I think that's still going quite well in the community, so I don't think it makes sense spending money on that just yet.
Okay.
Especially with completely leveling off. Like some scrap left and right. I mean, do we really want to spend money on some obscure comment that nobody ever looked at?
Oh, the one that left the writer in calc, basically.
Maybe
I think an intern that's into
there. I can take care of it. You know, I can go in there and remove them all, and we'll be done.
Yeah, controversial. We need a price
for a very affordable price, I suppose, Norbert.
I'll do that for you.
Yeah. 5,000 euros. So an intern, so to make the proposal concrete, it's your proposal, is it, Florian? I mean,
no, I just heard it a couple of times, so I added it there. So no further insight. So we might as well remove it if it doesn't make any sense.
You don't want to own it then, and you're not fighting for it.
No.
Anyone else desperately want this thing?
My heart's not on that
one. Where does the 5 grand come from?
It just appeared out of nowhere.
I'll just put it in. I'm feeling it now. Right. Baturgia dashboard bug fix. Dashboard bug fix.
On that one, maybe a quick explanation. So it's either line 30 or line 31. Line 31 is if they host it themselves, and line 30 is if we host it, which is actually more expensive. So it's either or. And I have a complete proposal as PDF I can circulate and mail around. But it's basically the maintenance for the dashboard, and whether we want to have it as it is now on their own infrastructure or on their machines, and they gave it actually a better price if we run it on their machines.
Yeah, but they're going to make you, they're going to charge you to have it on their machine.
Not at the full price. Actually, I think they mentioned something like it's easier for them to maintain if it's in their infrastructure, but I can send the PDF.
Well, Bear, why don't you decide which of these we choose? So we don't have to rank two duplicate proposals.
Oh, well, I haven't read the PDF, but on principle, I would want it to be on all machines. I don't like to be...
Yeah, same here.
I would agree.
Yeah, so that would be line 30.
So I'll bin line 31, and that helps. And who's proposing this? This Paterdia thing is a... Bjorn sort of thing, is it? Or who's the owner?
So I think Björn had the initial proposal for the dashboard, and I think it was, for example, Simon who felt comfortable if we spent some money to support the ecosystem that way. I think that's how
I'm just wanting to put some names into the cells, that's all. So I'm just, ask for mutually intelligible languages. Who's this?
Let me find a ticket idea. That's an ask but feature that was requested. Let me find that idea. Ticket. Not sure if I have it at hand. Let me see.
While we're thinking, the Android Word Package 3 seems to me like something that's never going to get done and it's not terribly well described, but that's from the thing with no owner, no description. A lot of people wed it to the Android.
I can't say I really understand what this 29 does mean, even after reading the...
Or the mutually intelligible languages, or the Android Word Package 3.
This seems to be fundamentally unintelligible to me.
You have to bear in mind
we
that
need someone to,
because we didn't use the technique of saying after we vote everything else is just trashed and if it needs to come back, it has to be come back from scratch. We end up with an item that were not voted many times over the years and they're still there. And now everybody forget what they were for to start with.
Yeah, but I think this one is a new one. I think it's been added at the bottom. So, it's a very long description.
I don't think we should be voting on anything that doesn't have a price tag associated with it. Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know how we can vote on something that doesn't have a price tag associated with it. Are we voting for a blank check? There's a couple of items there that don't even have a price associated with it.
16 and
17. Do you want to have a price for the WWF Congress? $1,000, $2,000.
I was thinking about, the line 15. 16, 17?
Yeah, I'm thinking about 16, 17, 18. Torsten, what's your take on the Internal Lady of Congress?
Which was under discussion?
The Internal ODF Congress for IT managers does our thing. You just defended, but it has no price.
It had one.
Well, I just put €1,000 in, but
about Always Green Master and Windows UI bar effect, that don't have a price tag associated with it either.
But the ODF Congress didn't seem to have any money associated with it. What figure would you put there?
I see 1,000 in there, but I don't even
see... It just doesn't seem very...
So maybe looking at line 18 at the ticket, maybe that's even a legacy leftover we can remove because Björn is referring to as what is it? Just a note on the in brackets now that topic, so maybe it can just be removed. I'd like to ask Björn about
16,
that.
I'm not sure.
16, the Windows UI for Bibersect. The ticket itself claims
Windows
it's a dead topic now. Right.
Okay.
So maybe it can just be removed.
I think someone wrote that, didn't they?
Yeah, but then he left.
Okay.
Do you think that on row 18 is actually a duplicate of row 14? So you can remove the row 18.
Oh, the price has substantially changed.
So, still better than counting like the summary of these two, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Torsten, you were trying to say?
Yeah, well, it's hard to come up with that. The thing is, I'm pretty sure there was a price. I don't know where that went. But it would certainly be a lot less expensive if it's at the conference. And I missed the part that Marina was stating about having some business conference in front of the actual conference. So, but I've no hard feelings with, I don't know, removing that from the individual projects and sticking that into general marketing or something.
Okay.
We might need some.
I just want the number again.
Yeah,
that was
go for it. Yeah,
I'm waiting for.
Say we need. Marina.
Please go.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I'm waiting for some updates from Italo, but he told me that he's trying to organize the conference on Monday and Tuesday before our conference, but he told me that the conference should be held or sponsorized, let's say, by the Open Docs Society. So this event should be free for us, or without any real cost, I suppose.
And therefore, we don't even have any say in it, right? Because somebody wants to organize a conference with. I mean, and that means the board doesn't even have to weigh in on it at all, because it's somebody organized a conference and somebody else is paying for it. Why do we even have to pitch it?
Let's kill that.
Let's
kill
that
and put 10K. The sources put 10K in the box. So let's not.
Circulate the infos during this week, I suppose, to have something maybe tomorrow. He told me that today we... he will circulate the material.
We're talking about Italo, the conference organizer for Rome, not Italo, the employee of TDF, right? So as a conference organizer,
right.
If you want to organize two conferences to optimize the organization,
yes,
whatever.
Yes. The idea is to organize the... a first conference on Monday and Tuesday about ODF and open standards, organized by or sponsored by the Open Docs Society, and then we should have our conference.
Brilliant. Okay. Thanks, Marina. It sounds brilliant. So this Always Green Master thing here, we still have no price against it.
And it's a misleading title. It's not Always Green Master. It's finding somewhere in the past something where Master was green.
Yeah.
Just quickly on line 17, that's the price tag I took from a former ranking sheet. I just looked it up, Torsten. That's the price tag now that we had in a former ranking sheet, just to add on that.
Yeah, great. Thanks for that.
Always Green Master, so I'm going to put 5,000 euros in because I'm bored. Anything else? Everything now has a price tag, which is at least... progress and a description.
Why is line 17 still there, based on what has been explained, what it was about?
Because Torsten wants it there, and that seems reasonable.
I don't feel strongly about that. So it's okay to have a. I would hope that with OFE and perhaps OSBA chipping in, we can have that at zero cost for TDF. And if that turns out not to be true, we will come back. How about that? save everyone some time.
Yep. And one thing about the price tags. So when I look at the finishing online help, make it actually online and stuff like that, I think that it will be more than the 30,000.
We fine?
Yeah, we should be perhaps a bit careful with discussing actual prices here.
Oops.
Shall we?
Well, I think those are known anyway, generally. Sir, anything else? I mean, we just basically need to come in now and rank these. There are only 28 proposals. I've added 28. I hope that's line 28. I hope that's not well specified, as you see, but the problem of specifying it is one alive for the problem for me to get on with, and or to some whoever else is interested in that. Yeah. So I'd appreciate high rankings for that if people can, you know, face it. Anything else? Otherwise, other public board minute stuff?
No, it's enough for the public part.
Okay. It's some wonderful hangouts.
Yeah, maybe just as a closing note on that, proposal would be to rank by the meeting in 2 weeks. And also raise any questions that might occur so we can nail that down in 2 weeks. That's what I would propose.
Okay. Fair enough. So let's shut down the public call and go in the private call, if that's all right. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yep.
Bye-bye, phone line.